first-person singular, opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Jason Score says, political parties are just clubs, and the GOP has got to go.
As someone who is incredibly critical of the Republican Party, I often get accused of being overly partisan and for demonizing the political opposition. These critics get it wrong. Political parties are nothing more than clubs. They are not sacrosanct, nor should they be revered. In fact, many of the founding fathers opposed political parties and were upset that they formed so quickly in our history. We have also experienced the rise and fall of the Whigs in the late 1800s, demonstrating that there is nothing abnormal about political parties coming and going from the scene. My opposition to the modern Republican Party is based on its long history of corruption, lies, incompetence, and its betrayal of the rule of law under President Trump. If I had been born in the first half of the 20th century, I would have been a Republican because of the white supremacist segregation policies of the Democratic Party. Fortunately, the Democrats got serious on civil rights and passed the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Act in the 1960s. They demonstrated that they could reform and had become champions, albeit imperfectly, of true racial equality. I see absolutely no evidence that the Republican Party wants to or has the capability to reform itself. In fact, its increased support of racist voter suppression tactics and white nationalist rhetoric demonstrates that they are doubling down on a corrupt and oppressive racial ideology. It is because of their actions, not any tribal loyalty to the Democrats, that I have arrived at these conclusions.
Jason Scores teaches public policy in the Monterey area. If you would like to hear this or other pieces, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.